MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Johan Els. You find him, of course, at Old Mutual. Johan, appreciate the time. A good year for central bankers in that they've managed inflation lower. We've had no recession. A few rate cuts that came perhaps later than many would have hoped for. But broadly, if we go back to worries about hard landings and all of that, central bankers around the world, including our own, I think they deserve a pat on the back.
Yes, absolutely. We gave them a lot of criticism in the upcycle of interest rates, but they managed to get a soft landing after all, especially in the US, where there were lots of fears about that hard landing. But you're right, across the globe, they managed inflation lower, as we wanted them to do, without hurting the economies too much.
Is there the concern then is that inflation might not quite be down? We've had some US data out. Of course, our own local inflation is actually below the target range. If we look towards 2025, I mean, what are we looking for in inflation? A lot of Trump policies, depending which he decides to implement, if any, are inflationary. You're thinking around inflation in 2025.
Yeah, I think we're in for a period of uncertainty because exactly what you said there, Trump's policies, if implemented fully in terms of how he promised that during the election cycle, will be inflationary. Mm-hmm. So the Fed will be very concerned about that. But the Fed's pragmatic approach, I think, is the correct one, where they said exactly because this uncertainty of how quickly those policies will be implemented, the Fed said they're going to wait until implementation and only then model the impact on the economy and only then react in terms of interest rate cycles. But I think markets will, of course, look forward and markets will anticipate that higher inflation and markets' reaction might force the Fed's hand. So I think next year we might see the Fed continuing to cut rates in the first several months of the year, but from around mid-year onwards, the concerns about inflation and that potential actual pressure on inflation could lead the Fed to stop the cutting cycle and maybe start a renewed hiking cycle to anticipate or to fight that inflation pressure that's coming from Trump's policies.
So possible, and we're talking US here, possible rate hikes really are on the cards. I mean, I know that the US rates markets are suggesting at one point, I think there was a 26% chance. This is a real possibility in the US towards the end of 25.
That's a real possibility, yes. And again, lots of uncertainty around that view because of the potential for Trump not to implement fully his policies. But I think that's the realistic view. We have to anticipate that there's going to be rate hikes before the end of next year. I think the Fed will be very circumspect about that, not wanting to hurt the economy too much, because one of the scenarios out there is still that, you know, the economy has been resilient, as you said at the start, but that we might still see a hard landing sometime in the first part of next year. So I think we set up for much more volatility in that cycle in the US. And that's what markets don't like. And therefore, I think market volatility will be the name of the game next year.
If we bring it home local, I mean, our target range is 3-6%. The governor talks 4.5. We know there's debates ongoing about whether we should change our inflation target. How's IMPC going to respond? I mean, our current inflation is sub that 3% lower end of the range, never mind the 4.5.
Yeah, absolutely. Inflation, well, I don't think we've got any inflationary pressures in the economy at the moment. But as a good central banker, our central bank is thinking about the potential risks out there, those US issues that we talked about. So I think we're going to see more rate cuts in South Africa, but probably only 2 or 3 of 25 basis points each. I think in terms of the target, I absolutely for a lower target. I don't think the opportune time is yet. This needs to be buy-in from politicians and those administered price setters. So I don't think the time is yet. But with inflation where it is now, I think the Reserve Bank might actually use the full target range. They previous years targeted 6% in the 3-6% target range. Under Lesetja Hanyahu, he's been targeting 4.5%. And I think we might see the Reserve Bank actually using that target range, as they might very well, because that's the range. they can target the lower end of that range without having to adjust the target itself. So I think perhaps that is an opportune time as well, because most forecasts now foresee inflation actually below 4% deep into the second half of next year. So inflation seems under control for now. And then Reserve Bank might think that let's use the full range of that target range that we've got available to us.
That's a complete light bulb moment for me. I'd never thought of that. And you're 100% right. At one point, it was sort of targeting the upper end, then the middle end. They can just go and essentially target that bottom end of the range. We almost don't need to change our inflation targeting because it is explicitly 3 to 6. We don't need to change it to 3. The central bank can just say it's now effectively targeting 3, and it then gives them a little bit of wiggle room. But to your point, it does mean that anyone is hoping for a lot of aggressive cuts in 2025, just not going to happen.
Especially after Trump's winning the US election.
Yeah.
So I think we must accept that rates might come down another couple of times, but not significantly more. You know, with a lower formal target range, we can then be more competitive globally.
Yeah.
But as you say, yeah, they don't have to yet. I don't think the time is opportune yet, because if you go for a 3%, 3 midpoint, then you can essentially go towards 2.
Yeah.
I don't think the time for that is opportune yet. We need a slight cycle here. So in terms of growth, there's some improvement on the structural issues, but we need the cyclical part as well to kick in. So
yeah,
that will help. Certainly the rate cutting cycle, lower inflation on its own is helping consumers as we stand here.
What about local GDP into next year? We had a horror Q3 number, and we understand that was agriculture down at what, -28.8%. The president has said he wants 3.25% next year for GDP. That seems a lot. What's a realistic target coming from yourself?
Yeah, I think because we sort of addressing the structural issues, the electricity one seems to be solved, at least for now. We need to do a lot more there. But for now, in terms of the growth that we anticipate, we've got the electricity for that. We're busy working on the others. There's some improvement on Transnet's volume, so some of that will help. So the structural issues, some improvement already. And then the cyclical part, much lower inflation, that helps consumers. Mm-hmm. And then lower interest rates are helping. So the cyclical part kicking in as well. So I think we can see growth north of 2% next year from the dismal anticipated 0.5 this year. So north of 2, but then you sort of see that the cyclical boost that we've got now eases off again. So I think in 2026, again, just below 2%. But the medium-term path is still clear towards 2.5 to 3. But to expect north of 3% next year is just unlikely.
Yeah, but even in the medium term, a 3% GDP would be such a game changer. We need more, but it would help with everything, particularly, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And unemployment as well. We'll leave it there. Johan Els, Old Mutual, always appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.